Sam Shields, Tremont Williams. I do not, but just as far as how I view their opportunity to potentially play in the game, based on what we've told them, is we, you know, them being veteran players, we'll give them every opportunity to get ready. So I would think Tremont is closer than Sam.
How would you assess the development of the read option defense from the playoffs 2 years ago to now?
Well, I mean, it's 2 years ago is a different football team, and you know, this is a new group, so we obviously are focused on it. I mean, there's a concept that we spent a lot of time today at practice. Obviously, Cam Newton runs it very well. He's been running it for quite some time. You know, he's an excellent football player. You know, brings a dynamic to the read option as far as his ability to run the football. Clearly evident in the Cincinnati game. So we're preparing and how we handle it. There's other elements involved and other factors involved. But you know, it's definitely a primary concept in the NFL. So we're much better prepared today than we were probably a couple of years ago. And I think it's like anything in this game. We've seen it more and we spend more time on it.
Mike, going back to the corners for a second, you know, when you would put four and five wide receivers on the field, you always felt like you had more guys than they had guys that could cover. What's it like to have two guys like Devon and Casey that, even though you might be without your two starting corners, you have two guys that you feel pretty darn good about playing?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely a credit to our depth in those two guys. So, you know, just the way they stepped up in the Miami game and, you know, obviously they took the reps today. So, yeah, it's definitely a benefit, and it even carries over to special teams.
Mike, you've seen Aaron obviously be hot at times in the past years. I'm curious if there's a comparison with like a hot pitcher, or hot hitter. Is there another sport that when a guy's as hot as he seems to be, you just know he's going to?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot of sports where the fine motor skill element of the position that player is playing, or there's definitely a bunch of comparisons. Whether it's a guy that's shooting a basketball very well, or a golfer that's in a groove, it's playing quarterback is obviously different in both of those sports, but because of the other demands, and it's obviously 11-on-11 versus in individual sports. So, but yeah, I think there's a lot of carryover from one sport to the next.
Do you feel like Aaron is in that zone, so to speak?
I think Aaron's playing very, very well. I think he's spoiled us. I've seen him play better. You know, I just think that, you know, one thing from the standard he set and just all the little things that he's done at a high level. I mean, he's got a lot of good football in front of him. So, I mean, he's the way we're taking care of the football, the big plays and the timely plays, exceptional, no doubt about it. But, you know, it's not really as much his individual performance I'm referring to. Our focus this week offensively is we're clearly not as efficient as we wanted to be. Want to be after six games. So it's a focus of ours, and that's part of the way we, you know, spent our time here the last couple of days.
And like, we don't usually ask you about specifics of injuries, but you've had some misfortune with neck injuries, so I was just curious, did Jamari just have a spinner or something that he's able to practice? How it was announced that the game was a neck injury. So.
Yes, I think it's stinger would be accurate.
Mike, you've split time with James and Eddie the last couple of games. How do you like how that's working and that combination of rotation?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's tough for a runner. It's, you know, it's a catch 22. It's, you know, when you're a player like Eddie and even James also, you're talking about big backs. You know, they want the carries. They want to get in the 20s and, you know, and start, you know, put, you know, pressing the defense in the third and fourth quarters. You know, particularly when you have big running backs out. You know, I've always felt, you know, gain 1 or 2 yards in the first quarter, 2 or 3 in the second quarter, 3 and 4 yards in the third quarter, fourth quarter, man. You know, Katie barred the door. That's the philosophy of having big backs. So that part of it they haven't been really given that opportunity, but, you know, it's a long season. I mean, this is why we have the approach. We're fortunate enough to have two guys. So as far as the way the rotation's gone, I feel good about it. But, you know, we need to be running the ball, you know, from an attempt standpoint like we did this past week. That's what's most important.
Clear about the vision upside, though, to doing what you're doing. What do you feel like?
Oh, absolutely. No, it gives us the ability to just to keep rolling. You know, you got a fresh back in there every time. They both can play first, second, and third down. It's something that was not the case last year. So we're definitely much better.
Mike, you have some rookies playing real major roles for you, starting.
What else is new?
Devontae, I guess in general, do you think rookies develop faster by getting out there and playing right away or by sitting and watching a little bit?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it depends really the position and really what's around them. We've talked about this from a quarterback position. I think the skill position, particularly the further you are away from the ball, sometimes your volume responsibility can be less. So I think those guys, in my experience, can play sooner. And with that being said, it's good for them to get out there.